Lighthearted viewers, hello and welcome to Cinema Scene. In honor of International Youth Day, our program explores three films that exemplify the spirit of childhood: The Sandlot, Little Manhattan, and Kit Kittredge, An All-American Girl. A timeless film for all ages, our first feature, The Sandlot, is a 1993 family comedy directed and co-written by David M. Evans. Set in the early 1960s, the movie is told by the adult Scotty Smalls as he reminisces on his memorable summer as the new kid in the neighborhood. Young Scotty, played by Tom Geary, has just moved to California and is eager to make new friends. In the new neighborhood, a group of eight boys, led by Benny Rodriguez, portrayed by Mike Vitar, plays baseball in a small field known as the Sandlot. Scotty admires their carefree games and secretly hopes to complete the team as the ninth member. However, he has never even heard of baseball legend Babe Ruth and can barely throw or catch a ball. Scotty is on the verge of giving up when Benny, who is also the best player on the Sandlot team, befriends him and brings him on board. With Benny's help, Scotty proves his worth and is accepted by the team. Playing baseball at the Sandlot becomes Scotty's daily life. The kids do not count scores or choose sides. They just play until night falls. Yet not everything is happy-go-lucky, as behind the field's back fence looms the horrific beast who gobbles up everything that comes into his territory, or so the boys say. The young ones have accidentally lost their balls to the beast's domain numerous times before, but no one dares to retrieve them for fear of being eaten by what they picture to be a mammoth-sized savage. When their last ball goes over the fence, Scotty saves the day by bringing his new stepdad's trophy baseball, which was signed by the legendary Babe Ruth himself. Not that Scotty knows who he is. It is not until this ball, too, goes into the beast's land that Scotty learns the true value of it. The team must now find a way to retrieve the ball before Scotty's stepdad finds out it is missing.
Almost. I got it, guys. Yeah.
The Sandlot takes children to a happy place of fun and friendship, while offering adults moments of nostalgia for their own youthful days. Colorfully told with an unconventional exaggeration that exemplifies the wide-eyed wonders of childhood, the film tells a boy's tale of a summer where baseball was not about winning, but just about playing, dreaming, and overcoming obstacles with your best friends. In 1994, the nine young actors in the movie won the Young Artist Award for Outstanding Youth Ensemble in a Motion Picture. Cinema Scene will be right back after some brief messages. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Cinema Scene. Now let us take a look at the 2005 production Little Manhattan, directed by Mark Levin and written by his wife, Jennifer Flackett. It tells a sweet and endearing story about innocent love in New York, viewed through the eyes of 10 3/4-year-old Gabe, played by Josh Hutcherson. Gabe is a fifth grade boy living in the Upper West Side of Manhattan. His parents, played by Bradley Whitford and Cynthia Nixon, are in the process of settling their divorce. Nonetheless, Gabe considers himself to lead a happy, normal life. He plays basketball with his guy friends, zips along the 9-block radius around the building where he lives, and he and his father have a master plan to make him into a successful young football place kicker. However, things start to change when Gabe decides to take karate lessons. The only person he knows in his new karate class is fellow schoolmate Rosemary Telesco, played by Charlie Ray. While they used to play together in kindergarten, they no longer associate due to the unspoken rule established between the boys and the girls. As chance would have it, he is partnered with Rosemary in karate. Rosemary is very good. She is the first one in class to get a yellow belt. In order to advance Gabe's skills, they begin to practice with each other at home, too. As they get to know each other, Rosemary demonstrates a grace and maturity beyond Gabe's experience. Moreover, with her parents being television stars, she and her family live in a posh, upper-class home. For the first time, Gabe sees her for the beautiful and smart girl that she is, and suddenly finds himself enamored with Rosemary and her perfect life. However, much to his frustration, Rosemary's life is pretty busy. In addition to karate, she takes cello and dance lessons while having to prepare to be the flower girl at her aunt's wedding. Not making matters any better, Gabe discovers that she will soon be leaving for camp until summer's end, and in the fall, she will be attending a private school. The tipping point comes in karate class when the teacher pairs Rosemary up with a more athletic boy. In a fit of jealousy, Gabe gets into an argument with Rosemary and drives her away. Seeing the angst of their son's first love, Gabe's father and mother unite in their shared responsibility as good parents to support him. Filled with lighthearted humor and wonderful acting, Little Manhattan is an enjoyable movie for the whole family about innocence and reconciliation. Our final feature is Kit Kittredge, an All-American Girl, a 2008 film directed by Patricia Rozema based on the line of dolls, books, and accessories American Girl. Set in Cincinnati, Ohio during the Great Depression, it tells of a 9-year-old girl who dreams of becoming a reporter. Kit Kittredge, played by Oscar-nominated Abigail Breslin, is an ambitious and fortunate girl. She enjoys writing articles on her typewriter and eagerly submits them for publication in the local newspaper Cincinnati Register. She and her friends also hold regular club meetings in her treehouse. But the times are hard, and when her father, played by Chris O'Donnell, loses his car dealership to the bank, she is upset to learn that he must leave for Chicago to seek a job. However, he promises to write letters to her every day. In the meantime, Kit's mother, played by Julia Ormond, decides to open their house to an odd array of boarders in order to pay their mortgage. The widely entertaining guests include a mysterious magician, played by Stanley Tucci, an eccentric mobile librarian, played by Joan Cusack, an energetic dance teacher, played by Jane Krakowski, and a fussy mother, played by Glenn Headley, and her son, played by Zach Mills. Kit's mother also agrees to give housework and garden chores to two young self-proclaimed hobos, named Will and County, played by Max Thoreau and Willow Smith, in exchange for food. But there has been talk around town of muggings and burglaries, and the locals are blaming homeless people.
All I noticed was that he was a hobo.
Kit, who is working on an article about life during the Great Depression, takes it upon herself to look into the matter. As Will and County invite her to their hobo community, she develops much empathy for the homeless population, noting that they are civilized and caring people who are also struggling to get by during the financial crisis. Her investigations soon take a more personal turn when Will and County are accused of the crimes, including taking an important box from Kit's very own home, one in which her mother kept all the residents' money and valuables. However, Kit knows that her friends are not thieves. Adding to her troubles, Kit's father has stopped writing to her. It is up to this clever young girl to use her journalistic skills to get to the bottom of the heated situation. Kit Kittredge, an All-American Girl, is a poignant and refreshingly sincere movie that features engaging performances by an excellent cast. The film offers insight into a period of American history while highlighting the importance of acceptance and trust. The Sandlot, Little Manhattan, and Kit Kittredge, an All-American Girl, are three wonderful movies for the family that cherish the purity and simple joys of childhood. Cheerful viewers, thank you for your company for today's cinema scene. Up next is Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living, after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May you and your loved ones be blessed with much bliss and laughter.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/CS.